Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our good friend Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's taught at many universities and colleges around the country, including Boston University School of Management, including Harvard School of Public Health. He's a great advisor at for the local Small Business Development Center and a business owner like you and me himself. He's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
Dr. Tom Anastasi, by the way, and ladies and gentlemen. Tom, one of the things I know you've got on your mind today is how to pay salespeople. And one of the main things that I tell people is pay your salespeople in a way that not only gets them to, makes them happy, but the main thing is your sales, your compensation method needs to motivate them to do what the company needs them to do. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the best ways to grow your business is hiring salespeople, because when people start, they're the salesperson, but you've also got other things to do, and you've only got so much time in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, your goal is to grow, but your goal is also to grow profitably. And there is a win-win way of doing this. And so, for instance, one of the things is that you can pay just commission. And that sounds so good, because if you pay just commission, you only have to pay money if they sell something.
You only have to pay, you pay them when they perform, right?
Right, and
so you hope you pay them $1 million this year, because that means that they've sold $10 million.
Yeah, that would be the goal. That would be the goal. But one of the things is that I always tell people, okay, you want to pay on margin, which is the amount of money that you actually make. So don't pay on how much people sell as far as
you can do it. You can do it both ways, and I've seen it successful both ways. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the company, it depends on the industry, and it depends on and you just have to adjust the percentage. In other words, if you're going to pay 20% of the margin of the gross margin, then you can only pay 5% of sales. It just, the numbers change, but you can do it either way.
You can. If all of your costs are about the same, then that's perfectly fine. Go ahead and do that.
Right.
But the one thing you got to be wary of is that some of your items are going to be extremely high margin, because salespeople are no dummies. They'll just sell the things that are extremely high margin and leave the other things which may be better for you.
And there are some companies that allow the salespeople to negotiate with the customer. And so those are the ones you definitely want their commission to be part of the margin.
Right, and then that's usually because of volume. So the more they buy, the customer's going to sit there and say, well, if I buy a lot, go ahead and discount. Now, I'm not a huge fan of discounting, but if someone's buying in volume, obviously I'm going to go ahead and break that rule.
Right.
One of the things is that I've noticed kind of the downside of commission is that a lot of salespeople have got kind of an income thermostat in their head. So they're going to say, I want to make $500 a week. I want to make $750 a week. And one of the things you've got to be careful of, if you're paying only commission, you don't have a whole bunch of control over this,
mm-hmm.
is that, let's say it's Thursday and someone's already made $500, and that was their goal. You're going to sit there and say, all right, made $500, you're on a roll, let's make a whole bunch more on Friday. They're going to sit there and say, well, I think I'll take Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, but no, don't take Friday off, because you could make $750 this week. But that's not
well,
how
here's
a lot
the,
of
Well, here's the thing.
Think.
Don't hire people with that attitude to be commissioned salespeople.
Well, you don't know it for a while. That's
but you
the thing.
Can profile. You can find out, though. There are ways of finding out. There are personality tests to so you can find out. But you don't want to. Tom, is that people who have that attitude, that thermometer you were talking about, that thermostat you were talking about, typically they're not going to be the kind of people who are going to like 100% commission. They're going to be more likely to want a little bit of security.
Oh, sure. And on the other end of the scale, I've seen commission-only salespeople who make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And this gets back to something we talked about earlier.
More than the owners, oftentimes.
More than the owners, and the owners have just got to sit there and say, hey, you're making way more than me,
and
God bless you, that's awesome. Let's keep on doing this.
I've seen that before. I've seen where the commission a commission salesperson made more than the owner did.
Oh, sure. But the owner did okay, too, and that's what owners got to figure out. Because sales is very, very hard. Sales is one of the hardest jobs out there.
What about this other wrinkle to a commission only, the draw?
Well, the draw is kind of interesting because if someone's only making commission, it's going to be a while before they make their first sale and it gets delivered and you get paid. And they've got to pay their mortgage and they've got to buy food. So what you do is you give them a draw. And now there's two types of draws. You know, one is that, I'm going to give you $500 a week to get you going, but then once the commissions come in, I'm going to then take that commission money and kind of pay it back to me.
It's called reconciling.
Yeah. Now, there's two types of draws. There's either the recoverable draw, which means that's recoverable to you that I get that back. It's kind of like a loan. There's also the non-recoverable draw that's typically only used in the first few weeks when someone's getting going. And you're saying, okay, what we're going to do is I believe in my product. I'm going to give you $500 a week for draw. It's still going to come off your commission. But if you haven't made that commission for the first month, you don't owe that to me.
Right.
That way you're not kind of in the hole.
That's
it gives you a chance to establish your customer base and do things the right way.
But it also evens out the rough spots when there's a slow period of, for whatever reason, the holidays or whatever. It evens out the rough spots for the salespeople. But the thing is, though, is if a salesperson, you don't give them a draw that they can live on, for one thing, you know, enough that they can live on it. And because that gets back to your original point. And also, if they don't make their draw after a period of time, that's how you tell whether they're the right people for the job or not. You move on. TomAnastasi.com, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
That's the website. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Quick break. More on compensating salespeople with Tom Anastasi after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.